So let's get started. It's my pleasure to introduce ECU Chancellor Cecil Staton.
Thank you and good afternoon. It's great to be with you on what is a truly exciting day for East Carolina University and for Pirate Athletics. We appreciate your being here and being a part of it with us this afternoon. It's my special privilege today to welcome our newest Pirates, our new AD, John Gilbert, and his wife, Katie, who is here. Katie, stand up. Please. John and Katie have two children, a daughter, Larson, who's a college student, and a son, Kent, who is a junior in high school. And we look forward to getting to know them and welcoming them to Greenville and to ECU and to Pirate Nation as well. You know, there's been a lot of activity over the last 8 months at ECU. On occasion, I've gotten a question about the AD search or how long it's taking or when we would get to the finish line. But over the last several months, we've taken an opportunity to do something that, candidly, we said we were going to do. And that was take a deep dive, a real significant look at athletics at ECU, where we are, where we need to be, where we're going. And we've been able to do that over the last several months. And I have to begin my comments this afternoon by thanking Dave Hart, who came on board as special advisor to the Chancellor for Athletics. Dave has done a great job. And he has really helped position us for the day that we have finally reached today with these two very special announcements. And so, Dave, I just want to publicly say thank you to you and Pam for your love for Pirate Nation, which we see in your words and your actions each and every day. Thank you very much for all that you've done to help get us till today. Well, some of the best kept secrets or unkept secrets in college athletics, I guess, have been announced today. But we are very, very pleased today to share the special announcement and news that we have a new director of athletics for ECU. And we're so proud to welcome John Gilbert to Pirate Nation. As all of you know, he comes to us having served as the seventh director of athletics at Southern Miss, a position he began in January of 2017. But his career is one that is really quite remarkable. When you look at the institutions he has served, some of the most illustrious athletic programs and traditions in our nation, as he worked his way up through the ranks, developing strong relationships across the country, beginning as a graduate assistant football coach, spending a lot of times in facilities management, gaining experience in development, advancement work, compliance work, sports supervision, department leadership, among other areas, and eventually becoming director of athletics, as I mentioned, at Southern Miss. His experience is one of the things that have attracted us to John, but there is even more. I am very grateful that John has brought, wherever he has been, and he will bring to ECU, a student-athlete-first mindset, focusing upon education, comprehensive excellence, community involvement. He understands what I think is instinctive to Pirate Nation and our athletic traditions here at ECU, that we are a grassroots campus. We have a grassroots approach. And I think he's going to fit in very well with the stakeholders of Pirate Athletics, from the Eastern North Carolina fan who comes to games and buys a ticket to those who invest significant resources in the athletics programs of ECU. He brings that mindset, and we are very, very grateful for that. Under his leadership, Southern Miss has increased resources in the areas of academic success as well as student-athlete well-being. He hired for Conference USA the very first full-time nutritionist. He built the student athlete's first nutrition fueling bar. He cares deeply about our student athletes and will bring that mindset and that commitment to all that he does here. He also cares about their academic achievement. We know that for our athletes at ECU, the greatest win they will ever achieve is when they gain their degree from East Carolina University. At Southern Miss, he was responsible for leading student athletes there to post higher GPAs in the time that he was with them, many of them being named to the president's list there with a 4.0 GPA, leading many of the student athletes there to appear on the dean's list at Southern Miss, exceeding the national average in the NCAA academic progress rate standards. He brings that kind of tradition in his previous work. He also has been responsible for leading institutions and most recently Southern Miss to win conference championships, something that is very important at ECU. We want our student athletes to be successful on the fields of competition as well as in the classrooms of our university. He is that kind of an AD and will bring that tradition to ECU. John is a graduate of Lenore Ryan College in Hickory, North Carolina. He has North Carolina roots and traditions. He was a three-year letterman on the football team. Later, he went on to earn a master's degree in sport administration at Eastern Kentucky University while working as a graduate assistant football coach. As I mentioned earlier, I don't think we could have done better. And we are so pleased to welcome John and Katie and their two children to Pirate Nation, to Greenville, North Carolina. We know that they're going to feel right at home. They are a great fit for ECU, for our traditions, our history, our heritage, and we expect that John and his work will make an enormous difference in the years to come at East Carolina University. I'm very pleased to welcome and to present to you this afternoon our new athletics director, John Gilbert. John, welcome to ECU.
Thank you very much. Chancellor, the first thing I'd like to do is thank you for this opportunity. Katie and I are really excited to get to Greenville and ingrain ourselves in this community. Catherine, thank you so much for hosting us at your home over the last few days. I'm very thankful that the two of you opened your home to us and allowed us the opportunity to meet all the individuals that were entertained there. So thank you very much. There are several people that I would like to thank. I would like to start with Dave and Pam Hart. Dave and Pam have been instrumental in my career, both personally and professionally. I told our athletic department staff today, he is the greatest gift that I've had from a personal standpoint to live and learn next to him over several years. I just couldn't be more thankful for that relationship, and certainly with Pam teaching us, Katie and I, what executive life looks like for a couple. I'm just very thankful for the two of you, and I really appreciate it. I would like to thank the University of Southern Mississippi, Dr. Rodney Bennett. Dr. Bennett is one of the finest individuals that I know. I'm very thankful for Dr. Bennett and the opportunity he afforded me. There are great people at that university and in that community. This was a difficult decision, and I do want to thank all the people there for the opportunity that was afforded me. Two other friends that I call on a daily basis for guidance, my friends Kevin Allman and Tom Thomas, both take my calls at every time during the middle of the night or early in the morning to help provide me guidance. And I'm really thankful for those two individuals in my life. One person that I would like to recognize today, I've known this individual for a very long time, back to my days at Alabama when we were first hosting a baseball regional. An NCAA rep actually put the two of us in contact, and this was about the time that East Carolina was hosting baseball regionals for the first time. If you would join me in celebrating 34 years as a Pirate, a fine man, and someone that has truly served this institution as well, is Lee Workman. Would you all join me in celebrating, Lee? Lee is not presently with us right now, but I assure you he is carrying out an important duty as we speak. Most importantly, I want to thank my family. My parents, Kent Marietta Gilbert. My wife, Katie. I thank God every day for you. My two children, Larson, she is a sophomore at the University of Tennessee. My son, Kent, who is 17. I'm very thankful for what they mean to me and allowing me to live my dream with the job that I do every day, so I'm very thankful for you. Sorry. The most important message that I want to convey today is, it is not about me. I know that I'm standing here today and the focus is about John Gilbert. I assure you it is not about me. It is about East Carolina as an institution. It's about this Department of Athletics. It's about our coaches, our student athletes. I am a servant leader. I am able to make the decisions that leaders need to make, but I want to support our coaches and our student athletes and our fan base through the success that we all expect. Success comes from the team around you. I've been a part of some really good teams. I can't wait to work with the coaches and staff that we have on board. We have some really good people in this department. I think it's important that we establish a really good culture where everyone feels good about coming to work every day. I want it to be fun. And so I look forward to doing that with our staff. The three main pillars that I want to talk about today. Number one, I think we need to make sure that we are aligned with the institution and campus as a whole. Athletics will not operate on an island. We are one. We cannot succeed by ourselves. We need the help and support from campus and the university community to be successful. So I think collaboration and strong communication is a key for our success. Two, I believe in comprehensive excellence. I want our student athletes to compete in the classroom. The most important thing that they can do while they're at East Carolina is obtain a degree. I look forward to working with them in that regard. Athletically, it's important that we compete at a high level amongst all our sports. I'll be very visible with all our sports programs. But I do think comprehensive excellence as it relates to athletic competitiveness is very important. And finally, personally, I want to make sure that we do a good job with our student athletes personally. That they are coming here as 17 and 18 year olds. It is our job to help grow them as individuals. Certainly there's a lot of time that they will have in the classroom, competing on the field or practicing, but it's important that we provide opportunities and growth for them as individuals, which we will do. And finally, community engagement. It is important that this Department of Athletics engage all the communities that comprise Eastern North Carolina to know that we care about them, we need them, and it's important for us to engage them from a community standpoint. That is what I will be bringing in the pillars that I will use as my foundation for our athletic department. I will bring a leadership style of communication, openness, and visibility. I will literally be at almost everything. Certainly I'll be at football, but I will be at all our other sports as well and make sure that, those student athletes know that they have my support and I value what they are doing. I want to earn your trust. I think it's really important that initially I earn the trust of, the entire Pirate faithful. I am who I am. I'm pretty simple. I want to win. I want to do it the right way, and I want to have fun. And so I look forward to engaging with all of you as I support our 19 sports and our 430 student athletes. I'm really excited about that opportunity. I really believe this is a great job, and I'm excited to get started as the director of athletics. As you are aware, Mike Houston has accepted the job as our 22nd football coach of the East Carolina Pirates. I will be excited to formally announce Mike tomorrow at a press conference here. I look forward to talking about that tomorrow. And at this time, I will open the floor for questions.
John, before I begin, welcome to the region.
Thank you.
When you look at the meeting that they did in that place, what concerns you most? What's the first thing you have to get going on when you get running?
Well, I think the most important thing is making sure that our staff sees me and has access to me. I don't have all the answers. So it is important for me to get in and visit with the staff. I know Dave has done that, and certainly that is helpful from a starting point, but it's something where I've got to forge those relationships. And so I think it's important for me to meet with our staff, listen to them, and then pave the way forward. Well, I'm hoping the next 2 days is a start, today and tomorrow. I know, having spoken with our athletic department staff today, they've been 8 months without an athletic director. That's very hard to do, and so I thank them for what they did. There are a lot of great people in this department. I think it is important. Tomorrow certainly will help the healing process as it relates to our football program. I think those are two good starts. And I think really what I talked about earlier, having access to me and me being visible is really important, and I plan on doing that.
John Billy here with WITN-TV. There has been so much talk with the fan base and the Pirate Nation that there was a disconnect between the previous administration and the actual Pirate Nation, the fans themselves. How will you reconnect with them? And my second part of the question is, how much will you lean on Dave Park, having his knowledge of East Carolina and what this place is really about?
Well, certainly, one of the reasons that I accepted the job here, and it, like I said, it was a tough decision. But I go back to my days at Alabama working for Dave, and the love that he felt for East Carolina. And I can't tell you how many times he told me how hard it was for him to leave. Of what this place meant to he and Pam, their kids, and I knew it was special, and I felt like it was the right opportunity, and I do think I will start there, but certainly engaging myself within the community will be important.
Sorry. Do you think when you look back at your history, when you draw on the SEC football background from Alabama and Tennessee, or more on what you did at Southern Miss as far as taking this job?
Well, I think that's a great question, and I would say both. As you look at the history of the two previous institutions I was at, was Alabama and the University of Tennessee, two schools that I would say live in the land of plenty. You know, Southern Miss does not live in the land of plenty, and so you have to do things a little different way. I would actually tell you I'm a much better athletic director today having done that, so I will use my experience from both areas to help move this program forward.
That message obviously a budget is where anybody would want to be increasing athletics. So what are your concerns with the budget now, and how do you go about trying to get out of the
Well, I think it a lot of it does start with the health and well-being of our football program. You know, I could be saying this about any school in the country. It starts there. Now, we have a lot of programs that are really important. All of our programs are important here. But we need football to be healthy in order to survive financially. And I'm hoping tomorrow will help start that healing process. That we can all come together, that both myself and the new coach can build your trust and confidence to move forward as one, really, is what we all need.
John, Steve and I go 24/7 Sports and Voice of Coders. You did a lot of nutrition at Southern Miss, and training table has been a big talk at ECU. Do you see that as more of an immediate need than a long-term need?
Well, I think there was a time when training tables were considered a luxury. I would tell you today they're a necessity. And so I do think that is an important piece. I'm not ready to put a timeline on anything, but certainly that is an important component.
John, Ariel, let's see if you have a question. How much were you involved in the hiring of the football coach, and how much did you communicate with him?
I did hire the football coach. When I went to speak with him, I asked both Dave Hart and J.J. McLam to go with me, but I did hire coach. I have spoken to him numerous times.
And what's been the communication? What have you guys been speaking about?
Well, certainly he has been here before. I think 2 years ago he brought a team here to play, so he's intimately familiar with this program. And I think, you know, certainly from his time, he has strong North Carolina roots, and I felt like that was really important, and so that played a key factor as well.
John, I'm sure we're glad to spot Ray here. I heard you mention that they were before down here at football coaching. Could you define your words what you mean when you say football healthy? How correlated do you think this program is to being a successful football program? And how many years away?
Well, I don't like to put a timetable. I think that's unfair to put a timetable on. We're going to do this in X number of years. What I do think is important is we start the foundation correctly. And so the foundation, what I'm talking about, is the culture in the building you have to start there. That has to be really good. You have to put all the pieces in place, and that means people. So you got to get all the right people in the right seats on the bus. You've got to provide necessary infrastructure to help with that. So when you're talking about building a program, it really, you've got to start at the bottom and build the foundation first. And I'm going to start with culture in the building is where we need to start. Now, I'm not a fool either. I understand, you know, every venue, we have 19 sports, every venue that we have has a scoreboard in it, meaning we know at the end of that game whether we won or lost, and those things do make a difference. However, I would tell you, let's build the culture, get the right people in place, and I think great things are in store for this institution.
John Tyler from WITN TV, welcome to radio, first off.
Thank you.
Secondly, what was your biggest concern before accepting this position, and then on the flip side, what excited you most about this?
Well, I think the biggest concern is the unknown. You know, certainly I've known about East Carolina for a long time. When I first went to Lenoir Ryan College, there was a old coach administrator there named Hanley Painter, and he told me stories of Clarence Stasevich. So as a young college freshman at Lenoir Ryan, I heard about the great Clarence Stasevich. There was an administrator here that also passed through, Lenore Ryan Henry Van Zandt, that I knew. I actually got to meet and talk to Coach when I was at Alabama. We played ECU at Legion Field. And so I knew about the institution. I knew what a rich history this institution had. And so that really excited me, and particularly where we were right now. I feel like there's tremendous growth here and opportunity and potential, and that's why I chose to be here.
Hey, John, can you talk a little bit about what communication between you and the department began in your position, and what did you yourself decide this is different?
Well, you know, I worked for Dave for 9 years, and then when I took the Southern Miss job, I probably talked to Dave at least twice a week, and early on it might have been every day. So I've talked to him for a long time. Certainly I knew what he was doing from a consulting standpoint. We really didn't get into a deep conversation until probably the last week, 10 days, about, you know, what the opportunity might be. Thank you very much.
We have one final obligatory thing we need to do as we welcome John to his new role at ECU. We are very excited, and John, happy to present you with your first jersey for
Thank
ECU.
You,